prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends. Nope, this isn't Pastor Butch. This is Jerry Barrett from Power of Prophecy. And last week I had Pastor Butch on my program, and he asked me if I would be available tonight to fill in for him. He had some personal business to take care of, and he did want me to remind everybody that they'll be in the office from 9 to 4 tomorrow. So if you need to get a hold of Pastor Butch or the rest of the people there at Call to Decision, give them a call. They'll be in the office. And I am honored and excited to be here with y'all tonight. It's a little out of character. I usually pre-record my show, but I want to thank Todd for running the board and helping me out, and Pastor Butch for having the faith to let me come on and chat with you. And I've invited a very dear friend of mine that I've had on my show a number of times. His name is Pat McShay. If you're not familiar with Pat, Pat is a researcher and a writer, and he does some outstanding work. Pat McShay, welcome to Call to Decision.
Thanks, Jerry. It's great to be here.
I'm glad you could join me tonight because there's a lot of craziness going on. And, you know, the poor people in Canada for the last, I don't know, couple of weeks been going crazy with all the horn honking. And, well, now they're saying that honking the horn is the same as saying Heil Hitler. But, right, honestly, these people were just exercising their freedom and wanted their voices to be heard by the tyrants in Ottawa.
Yeah, isn't it crazy that Justin Trudeau said not long ago that he really admired President Xi in China and thought that the way they did things there was just a great thing. So it's really no wonder that that he's kind of gone that way. His father was the same way years ago.
You mean Fidel Castro?
Yeah. No, I mean his other father, Pierre. Yeah, that is an interesting take on who his father could very well be in Castro.
You know, if you look at the pictures of a young Fidel and Trudeau now, there is a striking resemblance.
There sure is, yeah. And those pictures are online. If people want to look those up, just Google it and put up images, and they can see the resemblance for themselves.
You know, Tucker Carlson had this on his show, and I don't get a chance to watch him all the time, so I catch snippets on one of the number of news pages I go to every day. And it was amazing. But, you know, Trudeau, it would make sense if he is related to Fidel. And I know that he has extreme communist, socialist leanings, tendencies, and his praise of Z over in China. You know, I wasn't really shocked when he unleashed the Emergencies Act to penalize all of the peaceful protesters that were in Canada.
Right. Well, his father unleashed the same powers about 50 years ago, did he not?
You know, I'm a student of history, and I haven't studied Canadian history enough to speak knowingly on that topic, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that struck me was Jordan Peterson is a psychology professor or something, doctor of psychology. But he came out and he said that if you have money in the bank in Canada, you should pull that money out because there's no telling what's going to happen with the economy with Trudeau using the Emergencies Act. I mean, they doxed all the people that donated, whether it was Give, Send, Go or any of the other financial apps that they were using to raise money for these truckers. But
yeah, they were afraid there'd be a run on the banks, and I'm sure that had a lot to do with Trudeau backing off on that.
Probably so. And now they're saying that with the trucker protests going on that have started today in America, that we could experience the same martial law that Trudeau invoked?
Yeah. I could see Joe Biden, a lot of people, Mike Adams and Alex Jones recently have said that they've got sources that have told them that that Biden very well may have that in his plans. He wants to get this war started. They're going to have to blame something on all these people dying from the vaccines and being irreparably harmed. You got the CDC lying about the data that's coming out. Project Veritas. You know, they recorded a executive with the FDA who admitted that the drug companies pay the FDA to look the other way if there's big money to be made. Did you see that story?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was...
And there was a German insurance executive that just came forward and blew the whistle on the German government lying about the bad side effects of the vaccines. He said that their data indicates that the government is lying by at least 50% and probably a lot more.
Yeah, and the attorney there in Germany has got a huge lawsuit going against
us. Yes. Yeah, isn't he working with the attorney in Ohio, Thomas Renz?
I believe so, yeah.
Reinhard Fulmick is his name, Fulmick.
That's it. And there is so much that is wrong with this entire scheme that they've tried to pull on us.
Yeah, the media is now complicit. There's no question that they're lying through their teeth, and no one will talk about these negative events, the deaths, the neurological issues that these drug companies knew about before these vaccines were released, and didn't warn the public. And since people have been dying, they're still not warning the public because they're afraid that, you know, vaccine hesitancy, which is just criminal. Now, the question is when are these people going to be arrested?
Never.
You know, it's hard to believe Anthony Fauci's still walking around out there, a free man. This guy, if everybody doesn't know, he said in 2016 that there was going to be a major pandemic during Trump's presidency. How in the world did he know that if this wasn't planned?
Well, he was already in bed with Bill Gates.
Right. Right. Well, the Bill Gates medical mafia, they've been setting this up for a decade. It took them, you know, years to get all these people in line. You know, he's been buying off the WHO, World Health Organization. He's given millions to them, millions to the CDC, and lined the pockets of these people who are in positions of power. And these doctors out there are just afraid to come forward and you know, do their job, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then we've got morticians reporting.
Yes, morticians are coming forward talking about, and the pathologists that are talking about what these people's veins look like after they're dead, what their blood looks like. It's frightening, and they're still pushing these mandates. That's the scary thing.
And Pfizer knew with its clinical trials that women that were pregnant, all the babies died before they were either stillborn or...
Yes.
Basically, an abortion occurs, but yeah. They still are pushing pregnant women to get this jab. And if you've listened to my show, you know I don't call it the V word because the CDC has changed the definition of vaccine 3 times in the last year and a half.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I call it the
right.
jab. You know, the people that are taking this are submitting themselves to being... are becoming genetically modified organisms. They're
right.
GMOs.
Well, these are DNA-changing gene therapy that did not qualify as a vaccine, so they had to change the definition of a vaccine. They don't keep you from getting the virus. They don't stop you from spreading the virus. And this nonsense that they're saying that your symptoms are going to be lessened if you get vaccinated, those are unproven. So you know, that's never been proven. Matter of fact, I read every day of people getting seriously ill and dying from COVID. You know, so we know that's not true.
Very much so. The people that predominantly now fill ICUs are those that have taken the jab and are either having an adverse reaction or they have immunocompromised body that the COVID virus is just invading. And, you know, I look at this, we've had the flu around all my life, and they have
yeah.
promoted a flu shot every year. But this, I have maintained from the outset, this bioweapon was the flu on steroids. It has been genetically modified to make it hardier. But even that, over 99% of the people who get the Rona, as I call it, survive. The survivability rate is immense. the people that died were those who were diabetic or had COPD or had cancer or had heart issues or other comorbidities. And that's a word that I had not heard of until this scamdemic was unleashed on us.
But
we're pushing a jab where those in the demographic of less than 30 really don't have an issue to worry about. And now Fauci, or Fraudchi, as I like to call him, is pimping giving infants the jab. 5-year-olds, the jab. It's population control in my eyes.
You know, it's criminal. It really is. You know, a journalist about 10 years ago named Jane Burgermeister, she investigated Baxter Pharmaceutical, and she filed suit, a criminal complaint, with the FBI against the World Health Organization, the UN, and the United States government, including the FDA, and the complaint accused these defendants and their representatives of committing several felonies in connection with bioterrorism, attempted genocide, and mass murder. And it was all about, Burgermeister wrote an article called Evidence of the Use of Pandemic Flu to Depopulate the United States. She wrote, there is evidence that an international corporate criminal syndicate, which has annexed high government office at the federal and state level, is intent on carrying out mass genocide against the American people using artificial flu pandemic viruses and forced vaccine programs to cause mass death and injury to depopulate. That was 10, 11 years ago.
You know, we've known all along that with the Georgia Guidestones claiming that we need to have no more than 500 million worldwide population. And
right.
We're pushing 8, 9 billion. So that's genocide on an epic scale that would have to happen for these globalists to achieve their utopia. But
right.
Wars were used to depopulate, kill off the young, kill a generation, maim some, and it, not just one group of people, but ethnicities all across the globe. So
yep.
There we have that. And then we developed the atomic bomb. And
yahoo,
you know, we can do massive casualties with this. And anybody that survives the blast will have DNA that'd be altered, and they could be sterilized. So we dropped the bomb on a church in Japan. On a church.
Yep.
A Christian church. And then we start coming out with all these vaccines. You know, I've done a lot of research on this. As a kid, I was born in 1962, so I'm almost 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But as a kid, back in the early 60s, we took 5 shots before we turned 18.
Yeah.
I think it was 1972 and upwards, these children now take upwards of 70-plus shots before they're 18 years of age now.
Well, in 1980, when my first child was born, the chances of getting autism were about 1 in 100,000. Today, the chances of getting autism are about 1 in 60. So what is causing
I think it's higher than that.
It probably is by now. It probably is now. Are you familiar? You're familiar with Catherine Austin Fitz, aren't you?
I am.
I didn't know if you had her on your show, but she's a former cabinet member of George H.W. Bush. She had 2 relatives that were in the Skull and Bones. I don't know if you knew that, but
wow.
She called what's going on right now the great poisoning. And she said that this was intentionally planned and brought about by the global elite, which she was at one time part of. They offered her the world, and she turned them down because she was well familiar that this is a satanic plot, you know, that's going on. By the way, Justin Trudeau's mother is a Sinclair. Margaret Sinclair. The Sinclairs, according to Fritz Springmeier, are an ancient bloodline, a satanic bloodline of the Illuminati. So that's where Justin Trudeau comes from.
Oh yeah, they're all intertwined. And you know, Trudeau is also a member of Klaus Schwab's Young Global Leaders group that he put together to, you know, so...
Boy, does he sound like a Bond villain or what?
Very much so. So you've got Schwab in the middle of this, Bill Gates, and we can go back to the Rhodes Scholars. We can go to the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation. All of these are globalist entities that are financing the mind control of youth to continue and further their agenda.
Right. Right. You know, Catherine Austin Fitz said that our controllers prefer globally controlled infrastructure rather than nationally controlled infrastructure. And she said they've already stolen $21 trillion of taxpayer dollars over the years. And they control most of our politicians. You know, that's what's frightening. You've got politicians like Lindsey Graham that wouldn't stand up just recently and stop these mandates. They only needed a handful of more votes, and four Republican senators could have blocked it. All four of them refused to do it. And that doesn't even include Mitt Romney, because no one thought that he would do the right thing. But Lindsey Graham was one of them. Richard Burr, who's another rhino. But they were all rhinos. They've got to get rid of these people that are not America first. We've got too many traitors and too many people, I think, that are bribed and controlled by these globalists.
Very much so. You know, Big Pharma owns most of them. And I have stated, and I found this out many, many years ago, that, you know, the number one job of a politician is to get reelected. That's why there's no term limits in the House. There's no term limits in the Senate. And the only reason we have a term limit on the presidency is because they were afraid that we would create a dictatorial society. And, well, you know, the facade is there that we are a democratic republic, but it's just a facade. It's fake news, as Trump would say. And I agree, and I have said that numerous times on my show, that I don't need Trump to be the president, but I do need everybody in political office to worry about America first. I'm tired of sending billions of dollars to Israel, to Germany, to Mongolia, to Taiwan, China, Korea. You know, quit sending our hard-earned money overseas. We wouldn't have the deficit we have if we did not do that.
Well, not only that, but they're giving money to these illegal immigrants that are pouring over the border. No one's even talking about that now because, of course, we got to worry about Joe Biden starting another war. He needs a distraction from all his other failures. You know, he promised to unite the country, and all he's done since his illegitimate inauguration is divide the American people. Our controllers are using our tax taxpayer-funded schools, you know, to get the children to hate their parents, to hate our country, feel uncomfortable with their sexuality, and be ashamed of the color of their skin. They're dividing the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, the pro-mask crowd and the anti-mask crowd. And it's all fully supported by this complicit, dishonest media. It's really disgusting.
They're all in cahoots with this deal. It is propaganda writ large between what is emanating from Jen Psaki over there as the spokesperson for Biden and
right.
lamestream media. And, you know, with the New York Times actually doing some reporting and showing that the CDC, now they did put a different spin on it, but they did report the fact that the CDC is not releasing all of the information. You know, on my show, I came across an insurance company that has paid out the payouts for their insured clients has exploded 260-some% from last year and the year before. And
yes.
The only difference between then and now is the proliferation of this jab.
Right, and that's what this insurance executive in Germany I just saw today is saying the same thing. He said the numbers in there that they have are just exploding, and he said that the government is lying through their teeth about the numbers. So, you know, and there, you know, the Thomas Rentz, the attorney that's filing these lawsuits against the CDC and the FDA, you know, he said that he's got whistleblowers that have come forward and given statements under oath that tens of thousands of people are dying within 2 weeks of the vaccine, but they don't count them as vaccine related until they've had the vaccine for 2 weeks. They won't even admit that they got the vaccine. So it's just bizarre. Everything's been set up to deceive the public about the efficacy and the safety of these vaccines.
And it's all one great big lie. I mean, I'm looking at this report from Germany, and they say it's likely 2.5 to 3 million people in Germany had to receive medical treatment because of side effects of this jab.
Yeah, can you believe that? And the media won't touch it over there. The media won't touch it here.
Yeah. Well, friends, we're going to take a brief pause. You're listening to Call to Decision Radio. Pat and I have just begun to scratch the surface, and this is what we do on my show. Stay with us.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com, or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Call to Decision. I am honored to be sitting behind the mic for Pastor Butch this week or today, tonight. And I'm honored that my buddy Pat McShay has joined me. And I pray that you have enjoyed the interaction, the conversation. You know, I told Pastor Butch this the first time I interviewed him. He was my inspiration for hosting my radio show, and it's the fact that I like to have a conversation. It's just like we're sitting on the back porch, got a glass of tea in our hand, we're watching the sunset, rocking in a rocking chair, and just talking. And honestly, Pat and I have so much fun just chatting back and forth, and I pray that you have been enjoying tonight's program. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the jab and the Rona and all of the misinformation that we're getting constantly about the efficacy of this jab. And then, you know, we talked briefly about Biden needing a distraction with this war that is, well, it's almost imminent, I guess you would, if you believe mainstream media, between Ukraine and Russia. And, you know, honestly, Pat, we don't have any ties whatsoever with Ukraine. There's no economic benefit for worrying about this, but it does distract the people from the number of deaths due to the jab, the number of families that are having loved ones in the hospital because of adverse reactions, the economy going in the tank with Bidenflation, gas going up to, well, I saw $7 a gallon in L.A. And price of oil is going up over $100 a barrel. I mean, it just doesn't make sense that we would be worried about Ukraine.
Right, right. Well, you know, another thing, Alex Jones and Mike Adams both were talking about, they've got some contacts that have said that, you know, this is this is something that Biden could start a claim that there's a cyber attack and blame it on Russia, you know, in a false flag and shut down, you know, the grid, shut down the, you know, the internet. They've got the kill switch that Obama put in. And despite their denials, Western leaders did make a promise. They keep talking about the Minsk agreement, but there were agreements before the Minsk agreement. Germany's Willy Wimmer, who was a former vice president of an organization for the OSCE, it's the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, it's an acronym, but he said that there was an agreement after Germany's reunification that NATO would not expand to Central and Eastern Europe, which they've done. That was in 1991. And there were always agreements after World War II that NATO would not put bases around Russia. And in the last 30 years, we've done just that. And moving into Ukraine, they keep talking about this Russian invasion back in 2014. There was no Russian invasion in 2014. The Obama administration, along with a number of EU countries and Israel, took over Ukraine in a bloody coup. They were partnered with mercenaries from all over, and also they were partners with a large neo-Nazi group, and they were using snipers to shoot the opposition. They drove the president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, out of the country and installed their own puppet, the Jewish president Poroshenko, and, you know, the president now is a Jew. Joe Biden met with Jewish leaders when he first went to Ukraine back then. Wonder if that had something to do with Poroshenko being picked. But, yeah, that was Victoria Nuland, who was a neocon in the Obama administration. She was a undersecretary of state under Hillary Clinton, and she handpicked Poroshenko and famously told the EU to F off when they wanted some input on who would be the next Ukrainian president. So Obama and Biden were completely behind that. And then it wasn't long after that that Hunter Biden went over there and took a position on the board with a criminal organization in, you know, the oil company that he was getting, you know, $80,000 a month from. So, and the whole thing over there in Ukraine is a huge, I think, a huge money laundering operation, probably running drugs and weapons and God knows what is going on over there. And every one of the people that were on the Ukrainian desk, including the ambassador and all the diplomats that testified against Trump, well, they all hated Trump. Trump should have gotten rid of every single one of those people when he took office. But that was one of the biggest mistakes Trump made, was keeping all those Obama people and not firing every single one of them.
I agree. That was his big Achilles heel. And he fought with them for 4 years while he was in the White House trying to stay afloat and get anything done.
And he brought in McMaster's in a key position, and McMaster's had worked for George Soros, which didn't make any sense to me at all. So, yeah. Another thing that's going on with this whole thing today is, you know, the media is not covering this, the bombing. Biden's proxy army over in Ukraine has been shelling the Donbass region with heavy artillery for the last week or two. No one's even talking about that. I wonder if that's why Joe Biden was saying something about Russian false flags, because he knew that this bombing was going to start. And, you know, those people, if I don't know how much people know about Ukraine, but those people in the Donbass region are loyal to Russia. They are all Russian-speaking, and they're being bombed, and tens of thousands of them have had to leave their homes and flee to Russia because they're being bombed. So our media is not covering that. Of course, our mainstream media here turn into cheerleaders for war every time something like this comes up.
And we just keep driving a wedge. I mean, we're not empire makers. We should not be in that business. But you've got oligarchs from Ukraine, oligarchs from Russia. And
yeah,
the bottom line is the bottom line. It's not about the citizenry.
Yeah, the Nazis weren't defeated in World War II. They just went underground. The CIA brought thousands of them over here. They went underground. Now they run Canada, and they run almost all these Western countries. They're pushing eugenics and depopulation agendas aligned with Adolf Hitler. And the World Economic Forum is just a training ground for modern-day Nazis. And that includes Klaus Schwab's gimp boy up in Canada, Justin Trudeau.
You know, if you've ever done any kind of search to get information about Klaus Schwab, he got his degree, and then I think he got a doctorate. So he probably finished college when he was 25, 26, maybe 27. But for 7 or 8 years, there is nothing anywhere. You don't see him working as a entry-level executive, nothing. But when he's 33 years old, he explodes on the scene, and then he founds the what later became known as the World Economic Forum. There's something shady and fishy about how all of that came about. Maybe George Soros was one of the financial
bankers. And you've got the deputy prime minister right behind Justin Trudeau. The deputy prime minister's name is Chrystia Freeland. Her grandfather was a Nazi, and she's a big admirer of George Soros. She's the one that labeled freedom-loving Canadians terrorists.
You know,
Chrystia Freeland. Look for her down the road.
Oh, yeah. It's funny that anything that goes against the socialist, dictatorial, tyrannical mindset is a terrorist.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, if you looked at the convoy in Ottawa, there was not much violence that was going on. These were
not at all
peaceful protests. You know, it wasn't mostly peaceful like the BLM riots we had, where they were burning stuff down and attacking police and this, that, and the other.
Did you see where Justin Trudeau donated to Black Lives Matter and kneeled in obedience to them? And then he arrests these truckers, freezes their bank accounts, steals their dogs, calls them racists and terrorists. You know, the black population in Canada is like 2.5%. And he's pledging allegiance to Black Lives Matter while he throws out. They said he hasn't missed a gay parade gay pride parade in years. He marches in all of them. What's he trying to tell Canadians? He's also stamping out religion. He's arresting pastors for preaching the gospel, and at the same time, he's pledging allegiance to Black Lives Matter and gay pride. It's unbelievable, really.
There is a huge reckoning, and, you know, Paul talked about it in the book of Romans, about these people being given over to a reprobate mind, Romans 1, verse 28. It'll tell you all about it. And honestly, if you want to know what a reprobate mind looks like, Trudeau, the mayor of Ottawa, wanting to confiscate the rigs of these convoy truck drivers and selling them. So there's no wit about the fact that this is thievery because in power.
Yeah, did you see a Democrat congressman in America just came out, I think it was just yesterday, and said that they should do that here, take the trucks and give them to someone that can really use one. Just take them from the truckers that are protesting.
Representative Gallego. Never had a job.
Is
never worked
Texas?
In the private sector. He is from Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Okay, boy.
And he's never... That's the thing that kind of puts a burr under my saddle, as we would say down here, is these politicians, like Biden, like Pelosi, none of them have ever been part of the private sector. None of them have owned a business, worked in the business, worked for somebody in business. They have been professional politicians, and they are doling out. You know, they've never treated patients like Bill Gates, but they're setting health policy. They have never owned a business, but they're setting tax rates and spending left, right, and center. And, you know, I remember when Pelosi, the Democrats, took over the House and Pelosi was going to become the new speaker, and everybody was saying that we need a woman back in charge of the House because they control the purse strings that will be fiscally responsible. Where is the
ridiculous.
Now? I mean, she's spending money hand over fist, and thankfully, you know, the Build Crack Better program that Biden was trying to push through, Joe Manchin killed that, thankfully. Him and Kyrsten Sinema is the only reason that that has not been sent to Biden's desk for signature, whether it's in
I hope that holds up, but boy, we owe Manchin and Sinema a big thank you, that's for sure.
Very much so. And, you know, something else politically that popped up on the screen this week. Did you see who's speaking at CPAC or has already spoken at CPAC this week?
No, who?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, I did see she was going to speak. I'll have to check her out. I love her.
You know, I don't care what party she is because she called a spade during the debate. And, you know, that's probably why she didn't last but barely passed Kamala, was the fact that she wasn't pulling punches. And she stuck with the race for a long, long time. You know, Bernie sold
out. She's a veteran and she's a patriot. She's America first. And she may switch parties. Who knows? I'd like to see that.
You know, for her to come out and to castigate what's going on with this administration and to expose it for the lies that it's perpetrating and actually speaking, you know, that's the difference between a Democrat or a progressive socialist and a conservative. I won't even throw political parties out there because, as Pastor Chuck Baldwin has said, there's not a difference between the two paradigms. They are the same wolves in sheep's clothing. But
yes.
If you are a conservative mindset, you will have a dialogue. The progressives will ignore, tune you out. They don't want to hear it. And boy, I tell you, this is shown every day. If you bother to turn on the TV and watch that hideous program called The View.
Yeah.
They want to have a conservative voice on there, but they don't want to listen to them. They want to shout them down. And, you know, this country was based on discourse, not discord.
They ought to put a skirt on Geraldo Rivera and have him go work there. Get him off of Fox. He's a complete waste of time.
He is, well, Donna Brazile 2.0.
Yeah,
he's a
Donna Brazile. You know, I saw Bob Beckel died. He used to be on the Five as the big lib. But I don't think they need a liberal on that show. I think they ought to just get rid of the lib on that show. Make that a love fest or something for the conservative party or something, because their ratings are almost as good as Tucker's. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Did you see Tucker's demographics for the Democrats for 25 to 49?
He's pulling more Democrats better. in that fifth. What is it? 18 to 49 group than MSNBC or CNN.
Yes. And the thing is, you know, the truth doesn't care what political party you are.
Right.
You know, it's the same for me as far as pigmentation on skin. You know, God's no respecter of persons. So ideologies, if we can have a discussion, and my oldest daughter is a flaming libtard. And there's
you've said
nothing
that.
I can do to fix that. But I keep trying. Hopefully one of these days reality is going to smack her upside the head and she's going to go, man was right. This is a no-win situation. You know, you look at AOC running around down here in Texas campaigning for another progressive that wants to do away with border security. You know, this is America. We should worry about our people and not worry about infiltrating this nation with a impoverished leech on our taxation. And I understand people come here for the American dream, and that's great. Do it legally, and I will buy or sell or help wherever I can. But I got no use for those that sneak in and then subvert, get Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, unemployment, Obama phones, free housing. You know, what about the poor people in Arkansas, West Virginia, Texas, Alabama, Ohio? These people have nothing.
Where they're finding these immigrants have cards from the UN that the UN is issuing them debit cards and loading them with money.
That doesn't shock me, especially when you find out that Mayorkas or whatever his name is at DHS, they were pushing to give illegal immigrants that were separated under Trump $450,000 each.
Oh, I know. It's just disgusting what's going on there. And you know, what's going to go on with immigration while we're all watching the war? You know, there's going to be, this war is going to hide an awful lot of stuff. It's going to hide a lot of discussion about the number of people dying from these vaccines. That's one thing it'll do. It'll put that on the back burner. And it'll put the immigration problem on the back burner. Everything's going to go on the back burner. And Biden's going to blame the war inflation on the war. He's going to blame everything on the war. He can't wait to get something started, I don't think.
Well, CBS already broadcast something today on their website about the reason gas prices are going through the roof is because of the war in the Ukraine.
We were energy independent in 2019, and yeah, they can't even deny it. It was verified, and our gas prices don't even have to go up. Joe Biden made that happen, shutting down all the pipelines. It's just unbelievable that people aren't screaming about this stuff. But, you know, the news just lies through their teeth, and that's where most people get their news, unfortunately.
Sadly, that's a fact. You know, my dad always watched Walter Cronkite as I was a kid and growing up. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, I would occasionally look at the news, but not much. It just wasn't my bag, didn't hold my interest. So,
yeah.
You know, back then we all played outside. We weren't sitting on our duff playing video games. So
yeah.
It wasn't until really I started working at Power of Prophecy in 99 that I became more aware of what the news was. And this was prompted because of all the conversations I had with Tex Mars and the education that he started giving me, you know,
right.
the truth, not the lies that lamestream media keeps pumping out, that so many gullible
yeah.
people are just, they refuse to dig in the wall and look for the truth. And
yes,
it is sad that this is where we're at as a country.
And these sanctions, these sanctions aren't going to hurt Russia that much. I mean, I just saw the other day that Turkey is sending them like six times more goods and services than they were. China orders more. The EU is going to continue to do business with them in spite or despite these sanctions. So, you know, and Europe still relies on Russia oil and natural gas. So what if he
yeah.
turns off the spigot to Europe? And what are we going to do for them then?
Exactly. Pat, thanks for being a guest today, brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jerry.
This is war. Friends, thank you for tuning in to Call the Decision.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.